Red Dead Redemption 2 traverses vast swaths of North America's geography. It follows the journey of the Vanderlyn Gang through the cotton fields of the Deep South, through the coal mining towns of Southern Appalachia, through the sugarcane plantations of a Caribbean island, and of course, across the windblown prairies and snowy mountains of the West. But in every advertisement for the game, and in nearly every media review of it, only one of those regions claims the spotlight. Rockstar Games' promotional materials promise a game about the end of the Wild West era. Gaming websites do the same, with IGN describing the game as a sprawling Western tale. Rockstar Games' promotional materials promise a game about the end of the Wild West era. Gaming websites do the same, with IGN describing the game as a sprawling Western tale. GameSpot titled their review Wild Wild West, while PC Gamer's review headline boasted that the Old West feels brand new again. This near-universal decision to foreground the game's westernness was not inevitable. Of the 96 main story missions in Red Dead Redemption 2, by my count, only a thin majority of 51 take place in a western setting, while 45 are set in the Deep South, Appalachia, or the Caribbean. Why then is the game almost exclusively classified as a Western? It is due to the simple fact that in American popular culture, there are no established genres called Southerns, Appalachians, or Caribbeans. But for more than a century, there have been a jaw-dropping preponderance of Western films, TV series, comics, novels, and of course, games. Both the producers and reviewers of Rockstar's game knew that of all the regions it showcases, only one is a deep-rooted genre and a national obsession. At the heart of Red Dead Redemption 2's Western narrative is a familiar story. From the splash screen text that opens the single-player adventure, by 1899, the West had mostly been tamed. The game declares its intention of showcasing a fading West, an old West giving way to a new West. Throughout their journey, almost every member of the Vanderlyn Gang waxes nostalgic about the era of unbounded Western possibility that they believed was then coming to an end. Early on, we hear Arthur Morgan, our rugged and stoic protagonist, lament the onslaught of more and more civilization, and his yearning to get back in the open country, or the West, or what's left of it. And even that ain't the way I remember it. The ending of an era. That is the basic story of the game. As it turns out, it's also one of the oldest stories Americans have told about the West. For well over a century, Americans have marveled at the supposed wildness of the West, while also worrying that it was rapidly coming to an end, uncertain what this closing might mean for the American character.